Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage. We're dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
You hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So joined by my two co-hosts today, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
And also we have our senior loan officer, Adrian Clay Schulte.
Thanks for having me again, Doug.
No, I was glad to have you in, man. I'm the senior. Happy Father's Day to
you.
Happy Father's Day back at you. You mind if I give a shout out to my dad?
Absolutely. Go for it.
I want to say happy Father's Day to my dad, Keith Clay Schulte. I love you, Dad, and I wouldn't be the man that I am today without you, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, and the role of the father is so important, and you know, as a father of eight, it definitely lets me see that role pretty frequently and
you're
the importance
awesome.
Of it. Yeah, kids are pretty incredible.
You do a great job, Doug, and I don't tell you enough, so I love you and thank you so much.
I appreciate that. It definitely means a lot, and I think is...
Are we all going to tear up now, or is that what's
going to... It's possible. I could be hormonal, so.
Well, and when we look at just the role of the father, I mean, we see it on the financial end, where we see these young people come in that obviously didn't get financial advice from their parents.
Oh, right.
And I think that's one of the areas of the father that I know that I want to try to teach my kids, is teach them about money, teach them about life in general.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do things right now and set yourself up for success in the future.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's I think fatherhood can push you to your limits sometimes, and one of the most rewarding things I've ever seen, though.
Yeah, there's two types of regret, or two types of pain. The pain of growth, which you can live over a short period of time, every day, or the pain of regret, looking back and saying, woulda, shoulda, coulda. So I would rather deal with the pain of growth, and that's what I try to teach my kids, is that do things right now. It might be hard, a little bit harder right now, a little bit painful now, but a little more painful now, but it's a lot better than regretting.
Just that you take time to care about that. That's awesome.
Right, yes. When, what's the saying? Is it on people's deathbed that they'll never say they wish they would have worked more?
Right.
it's not something that people are ever going to say on their deathbed.
Not one time, ever.
So what's your proudest moment of your kids? What's the moment that you can think of, the proudest?
Well, proudest moment of my kids, you kind of see some snapshots of different things. And I remember one time coming back from, I spent a week in Costa Rica doing my life and business plan. And by the time I got back, I remember them dogpiling me and had five of them on top of me for a picture. And I just love the picture of kids stacked 6 feet
five
above
high.
Me would be somewhere on the bottom loving every second of it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was kind of a neat experience.
I'm just trying to figure out a way that I can freeze them at the age that they are now, because you blink and mine are eight and a half and seven here July 12th, so a boy and a girl, and I want to try to freeze them right now. You get in trouble for actually freezing them.
I think you could.
If there's somebody that could tell me how to just freeze time right now, I'd love it. They're growing up way too fast, that's for sure.
Well, Adrian, I want to have you stick around. I'm glad you're here today, because I want to get your expertise, because coming up, I'm going to end up asking the question that, do you understand the latest changes in the mortgage process and how they could affect your loan? Well, we're going to be giving you the updates that you need when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.